From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, June 26th. I'm Marty Derlin.
Anyone who's been affected by a good story, a good poem, whether it's sad or happy, whether it makes you feel joy or pain, knows that it's a powerful medium. And the conference itself has been such a healing event for so long. It's been a community of people getting together to really share the importance of communication through writing and sharing those thoughts and feelings and putting them down and having a very supportive, nurturing community to be able to share that within.
That's Karen Wynn, Mendocino Coast Writers Conference board member, speaking to the 31-year history of the event. After attracting more writers last year than ever before, the conference will be held online in 2020, taking place July 30th through August 1st. Second-year executive director Lisa Locascio continues to make her mark, recruiting a faculty consisting mostly of young writers, many of them women of color. She's used scholarships to further diversify the conference.
Mendocino County and the Mendocino Coast Writers Conference have never been all white or wealthy or composed of just one kind of person, but it's easy for there to be an illusion of that kind of homogeneity. And I want the conference to really be a strong statement against the illusion of one experience, one dominant narrative. I want it to be a place that people can really think about what it means to be a writer in a space that is set aside for writers. A lot of the barriers that present themselves for young writers, and especially writers who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, is that sort of cultural bar to entry where you're like, well, even if I can make this work, is this a place for me? Am I welcome? Will my voice be heard? Just as the world continues to change, so too does the conference. And I want to make sure that every person who comes to the conference is able to really focus on their writing and is not subject to not just, racial discrimination, coded comments, and inappropriate inquiries about, you know, your appearance or your background or your ethnicity, but also there's a really important question of economic diversity.
The decision to put the conference online this year was driven by health considerations due to COVID-19.
So as soon as we made the decision, I was excited because I knew that this would, in one very simple way, make it more accessible because you don't have to come to Mendocino to go to the Mendocino Coast Writers Conference in 2020. As long as you have an internet connection, which many but not all of us do now, we are still seeing, you know, many writers who we've built these relationships with for years returning, which is really wonderful and will continue to contribute to that very special, small, handmade feeling that I think is one of the conference's real calling cards and benefits. But I also know that a lot of the writers who are going to join us would not be able to come up to Mendocino County for 4 days. So I'm happy that's a bluebird, an unexpected positive in this whole situation.
The faculty is chosen to represent different genres of writing. Most are from out of the area, but one is from Mendocino County.
A special notice for Michelle Pagnoloza, who, in addition to being our poetry faculty member and the author of an incredible collection called Former Possessions of the Spanish Empire, is an organic farmer in Covelo. Our keynote is the writer Alyssa Washuda. Alyssa Washuda is a Native American writer. She's a member of the Cowlitz Indian tribe, and her work is in the genre of nonfiction. So she's written 2 books, Starvation Mode and My Body is a Book of Rules, and she has a 3rd book called White Magic coming out from Tin House Books in 2021. She's also the editor of an important anthology called Shapes of Native Nonfiction, Collected Essays by Contemporary Writers. And Alyssa is just one of these voices that is really changing the way we think about literature broadly, but specifically literature by Indigenous writers. Keyes Johnson is teaching our first ever speculative fiction workshop. Keyes Johnson is one of my very favorite writers, and She's just, you know, she's won all of the big awards that people in the world of science fiction and fantasy know by name: the Hugo, the Nebula, the World Fantasy, the Sturgeon Award. She is an incredibly diverse in subject matter.
Registration for the conference ends on June 30th. Visit mcwc.org for information on faculty, how to register, and for free events.
My fondest hope is that it connects writers who would have never met each other, and I mean that both in terms of students and teachers, and also that it puts Mendocino County on the map, even though most of us won't be here physically during the conference. That again, we're reminded of the importance of this strange, magical, and mythic place as a literary location, as a place where words and ideas are important, and as a place where we can dream a new future and a new world for literature. We have to be careful not to get caught in the dreams of the past. There's always a new future around the bend that promises to be more inclusive, more meaningful, more deeply felt, and big enough to contain everyone's voice.
For the KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, see kzyx.org.